This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time is 7 after the hour. Howdy do. It's Tuesday, the 15th of November. The Ides of November are upon us. Yep, halfway through the month of November. We have 5 weeks till Christmas. I know you're excited on that prospect. What are you excited by or about as you begin this day? If you're just beginning, or maybe you're ending your day, what has been the best part of your day? Did you start the day tired, or did you start the day full of vim, vigor, and vitality? It's an exciting prospect every day. I have boundless energy, and I'm so thankful for that. It seems, though, that things go that way when they go our way. If you're frustrated, you're discouraged, you're overworked, you're anxious, you're depressed, you feel that when you wake up. The first thing you ought to do every day is do something that energizes you. You hear me talking about things that, like super beats, that energizes you. Yeah, that's something. Do you exercise? Do you do yoga? Do you pray? Those people who drink a cup of coffee, it only goes so far. Start the day feeling like you've won. If you feel defeated, you'll bring yourself to a place where you were yesterday, frustrated. Nothing. I saw something that wanted, it screamed out at me after talking a lot about what's happened the last week, last month, the last year, in all of our lives, or most of our lives. Some people don't pay any attention to politics. They don't pay any attention to what's going on in government. They don't pay any attention to what's happening around them. I happen to be somebody who does. And I'm guessing that you probably are, too. That's why you pay attention to our conversations here. So let me just spend a minute thinking about the dreams that we have. The idea that your minister may say to you, or your priest or your rabbi, love your enemies. Is it necessary for the survival of our civilization that we be more open? Whether it's love, depending on your definition of love, will that save our world? Will it save our civilization? If we have an openness for our enemies, if we think about them, we think about them in lots of different ways. Look at this silly stuff going on in our country, the protests and the anger that's aimed at Donald Trump before he even does anything. And give him, 100 days? Give him 200 days? Give him 600 days? The votes are in. It seemed like a never-ending campaign. It was a race more closely examined, more closely critiqued, more closely handicapped than ever before in the history of our country, mostly because we have this 24/7 news cycle and the social media that we find ourselves addicted to. That's where a lot of the nasty stuff comes from. One candidate won, the other candidate didn't. So I'm thinking about my wish list. I'd like to feel more relieved. Somehow I'd like to breathe more deeply and more easily. Because all of this stuff that's gone on the last couple of years is over. I don't think I've ever felt before in a life filled with interest and involvement in public service, and whether I do it on the radio or whether I do it indeed in my own life and my own community. I think what I witnessed here was something that is deeper, and it's fear-based. And I have, for all of my life, as an adult grown up, growing into fear, made fear based decisions. I'm afraid of being alone. I'm afraid of my neighbors not liking me. I'm afraid of people not wanting to listen to me on the radio. I'm afraid of this and I'm afraid of that. So I do things that are not necessarily in my best interest. And if you think that way, you probably have done things that aren't in your best interest either. I'm afraid Donald Trump will do da 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 da. Well, you don't know what he's going to do. When Barack Obama was elected, I was not afraid, but I thought, well, this is what he's going to do. I didn't know what he was going to do, but I didn't like the fact that he was elected, even though I gave him some support at the beginning. He disappointed me. Because you know what? He's only a human being. You're only a human being. I'm only a human being. We can call upon our best notion of what life is all about, or we can call on our worst notion of what life is about. But these political fights, they go back and forth. I don't believe that perhaps my position on this is going to change a lot of people's minds, but maybe give a few people something to think about. In this year, this election year, a clear majority of both Democrats and Republicans sees the other person as the enemy. Americans as the enemy. That's what these protests are about, and some of the outrageous actions by a few people. I mean, what else? How else do you put it? There's no sugarcoat for this. There was a study done by the Pew Research Center a couple of months ago based on a poll of about 4,500 Americans. Majority in both parties expressed not just unfavorable, but very unfavorable views of the other party. 70% of Democrats, 62% of Republicans say that they are afraid of the other party. 70% of Democrats say the Republicans are more closely held, that is, their minds are not open. Listen to that. 70% of Democrats say that Republicans are more likely to make negative judgments than any other Americans. Democrats say Republicans don't have an open mind. Republicans say Democrats are more immoral, lazy, and dishonest. How about that? These are Americans. People that if you put a uniform on, you've put yourself in harm's way for Democrats and Republicans. So if you thought the days before the election were hard, now maybe you ought to think again. Think about how the work begins, the challenge begins. Somehow, we got to unite our country, don't we? And somehow in the days ahead, all the campaigning and the other stuff, the polarization, the partisanship, maybe you've had fun tearing down people on the other side of this divide. I didn't. I don't. I don't like it. It makes me very uncomfortable. I don't like dis-ease. Building ourselves back to where we were. The thing that made us more American than anything else was what happened after September 11th. Bringing us together, finding the best of all of us. I'm nuts enough to believe that this is still something that's possible because the alternative of labeling the other people, the other side, the other party, it's just wrong-headed. It's ill-informed. It's backward thinking. It's un-American thinking. The wisdom that you need to see that the other people are just Americans trying to do their best, live their lives. This conclusion brings me to what I have said on the air many times about my travels around the world. We all are the same, you know. Whether we're Americans or whether we're Brits or whether we're French or whether we're Africans or Australians or Chinese, we all want to have a couple of square meals a day, a roof over our head, and protection, love, and comfort for our families. That's our priority. I found that to be the case universally. And the fact that many people around the world are very interested in the fact that I'm an American or you're an American, because the United States of America still is a fabulous place. It really is. But if we don't hang together, we're going to hang separately because there are a lot of people around. It just seems to be human nature that if you look back over, this is something that I sort of found in my travels over the past couple of weeks, my travels to places that thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago, things were going on that were smart. People were learning how to be courageous. Did they have enemies? Yeah. Did people not like one another? Yeah. Did people try to abuse other people? Yep. Part of the human condition. Maybe the radical side of me just doesn't give up. I'm a Pollyanna. I've been told that many times. I'm a dreamer. I don't realize what's real. If you love your enemy, then that shows that you're weak. You got to go get the enemy. You got to get him before he or she gets you. Does that hold for Americans? No. We all speak the same language, but then after that, where does it go? We have common leadership, but we don't think, you know, there are these signs, not my president. Well, you know what? He is your president. Unless you decide to turn in your passport and, you know, get onto a boat and go somewhere else, he is your president. So get over it. Think about today as a good day. Think about what helps us to reconcile. And think about going to work. I mean, going to work. It's 18 past the hour.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clicksafety.granger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off Pain Patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
This is Doug Steffen with a word to the wise. Super Beats. It's the name of a product. If I go into the weeds and talk to you about nitrates and what goes on with nitric oxide, you don't really know, nor do you care. All you care is that Super Beats gives your body a charge, an electric charge. It brings your blood pressure to the place it needs to be. It opens up your arteries so the blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body. It's the easiest way to take care of your body without anything other than all natural beets. Put one scoop in some water or a smoothie, and there you are. Super Beets. It'll give you a long life and health guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets by calling 800-655-4183. The key to a healthy life. 800-655-4183. Or buy them at DougLikesBeets.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I desperately need a new office PC this holiday, but switching computers is scary.
Well, now buy any PC at Staples and get free 30-day tech support.
So someone will help me set it up?
Yep.
Help me connect to my network?
And your printer. And if you order online, we'll have it ready in-store in an hour.
That is just what I always wanted. You really outdid yourself, Staples guy. You know me so well.
Well, we just met, so.
Best holiday ever!
Turn year-end stress into holiday success. Staples. Make more happen.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
From from the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Has his own channel on Sirius, the E Street Band. I've been listening to some of these specialty channels, and I'm the guy who wants to hear the hits. But, you know, 24 hours, you can't play the hits 24 hours a day. Got to dig around.
Now, this happened to be honest about Bruce Springsteen. He's a washed up old
kid. Really?
I thought you were
ideal. My mom about your father and me, who are in the same age category as the boss.
Yeah. But he's still shoving it into the tight jeans.
Your father or Bruce Springsteen?
Bruce Springsteen. You know, though, for 67, he looks
I get into tight jeans,
good.
Too. Matter of fact, I can't get them
not
off
like
because
that.
My calves are too big.
Right.
Anyway, how did we get onto that? Bruce Springsteen out for a ride over the weekend. May not have gotten back if for some good Samaritans. It was a Friday afternoon. He was out on a warm day in New Jersey. Took a spin on his motorcycle, but it broke down on the side of the road. At the same time, members of the Freehold American Legion Post 54, who just left a Veterans Day parade, had the same idea to enjoy the nice weather, take a ride along the Jersey Shore. As they were making their way through the back roads on their bike, they noticed a rider on the side of the road asking for help. So these guys pulled over. One guy says, wait a minute, you look a lot like Bruce Springsteen. And Springsteen says, well, that's because I am.
Surprise.
Yep.
I would say, look, buddy, I'll help you, but you have to promise me no more stupid deep album cuts in your concert.
So Springsteen jumped on the back of one of the vet's bikes, and they drove him to a restaurant to call for help. After they went inside, sat down, had a couple of drinks, the boss threw down $100, told him to keep the change, posed for some pictures, took their names and phone numbers. Well, I would think that these guys would be in the front row of the next concert.
You would think so. Yeah, Bruce is good about stuff like that.
Yeah.
This is interesting because this is where I'm from. Blair State Park is right near where I'm from, at the Jersey Shore. And if he's on any of the back roads, this is a state park that literally goes back to the Revolutionary War.
Really?
And so it's well, people forget New Jersey was an original colony.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
We think of the
Massachusetts and Maine, and
right.
Don't think about New Jersey.
Yeah. And so so this whole area of Allaire State Park, if he was on any one of these back roads, he could have literally been there for a very, very long time without having anyone pass him. So I don't know if he had a cell phone. I know the cell phone service there is pretty spotty, but it is lucky that the veterans came along when they did.
Yeah, that's a good story.
Yeah.
Fun. Yeah. All right, let's move from the boss to Sting. There's a bit of a controversy here. A day shy of the anniversary of the Paris attacks, Sting reopened the theater with a minute of silence for the 90 people who were killed there.
That must have been scary and surreal.
Yes.
Yeah, he addressed the crowd to honor the victims that were killed when the theater was stormed. It was the 13th of November last year. He said, quote, "We have two important things to do tonight. First, to remember and honor those who lost their lives in the attacks a year ago, and then to celebrate the life and the music of this historic venue." And he did it in French, by the way. He didn't say it in English. He spoke
that
in
just
French
makes him even sexier. He's the sexiest old man ever. Sorry, did I say that out loud?
He's not bad, I'll tell you that.
"We shall not forget them," he said. And then he sang Fragile, which goes back to the late 80s. Lyrics read, quote, "Nothing comes from violence and nothing ever could." That I would say to the people who are out protesting and doing ridiculous, stupid things in our country. Let's see if we can move that mantra around. Mm. Anyway, then he began a list of those musicians who died this past year. David Bowie, Prince, Glenn Frey, Leonard Cohen. And he dedicated 50,000 of his new album, 57th and 9th, to the late musicians. So Sting's got it going. 28 past the hour. The others of our calling. Buddha anecdotes are commentary.
We sing songs and some sad tribute. I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Kriebel.
A friend of mine recently interviewed a potential employee who she thought seemed like a good fit for the job. So she called the former employer, who was listed as a reference, just to be sure. Reference checking is routine due diligence for businesses, but this former employer said, "I can confirm that he worked here, but on the advice of our lawyer, I can't tell you anything at all about him." Many business people are given similar advice, and it makes references meaningless for the employer and the employee. We should look through the lens of liberty and realize that we are letting lawsuits and the fear of lawsuits destroy our common sense, our entrepreneurial spirit, and our system of free enterprise.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How we deal with change. Change happens every day. All our cellular structure changes every day. New people are born every day into the world. People die. As a matter of fact, there is a voice I would like you to hear right now who has been involved in the news business for many years. She has been around as long as I can remember in the position that she held prior to dying. I'm going to have you listen to her voice and you tell us who she is. 888-302-3684. This lady died yesterday. Who is this?
You know, when I was a little girl, there was a woman who was on the news, and she had a big afro. And I just was transfixed by this idea. Not didn't make me want to be in television as much as it made me want to tell the story. And every now and then, I am not particularly interested in, you know, I just get caught up in whatever the day's work is. And invariably, somebody will come up to me and tell me the story of their little girl. And it always stops me in my tracks. Because as long as I remember that there's someone on the other side of the piece of equipment, the camera, who's watching me with expectation, and it can shape what they do next, I have to take what I do seriously every single day.
Who is that? 888-302-3684 for our swell prize. This is a woman who has impacted a lot of people. She was Soft Cell. She's been the co-host of a number of things on television. She died yesterday following a battle with cancer that most people didn't know she had. It seems like bingo, like that. She is gone. So if you know who that is, you can call us, give you, usually the 2020 news quiz or news voice question goes from 20 past to 20 before the hour. I didn't squeeze it in the last half hour, but there are a few minutes here, 4, 5, 6 minutes to identify the voice. One more time, Kara.
When I was a little girl, there was a woman who was on the news, and she had a big afro. And I just was transfixed by this idea. That didn't make me want to be in television as much as it made me want to tell the story. And every now and then, I am not particularly interested in, you know, I just get caught up in whatever the day's work is. And invariably, somebody will come up to me and tell me the story of their little girl. And it always stops me in my tracks. Because as long as I remember that there's someone on the other side of the piece of equipment, the camera, who's watching me with expectation, and it can shape what they do next, I have to take what I do seriously every single day.
888-302-3684. Identify the mystery news voice, and you get our recognition, our admonition, our... our focus for a few minutes while we have a conversation about her and her career. She spent a lot of time working over the various points of view during this last election process about which we have been speaking. So if you know who it is, 888-302-3684. I think it's too hard a voice to recognize, Kara. Do you? Pretty well known.
Yeah, she's pretty well known, and especially, I mean, a lot of people watch the show that she was on, I would say. And
a lot of people who listen to this
form, yeah.
The people who watch that sort of thing on television are the people who listen to this sort of a program on the radio. Mm-hmm. So... there it is, and see what we can figure out. 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG. Meanwhile, there's a bizarre story floating around today. I mean, really bizarre. A claim that Donald Trump was born in Pakistan before being adopted and taken to America. This story has gone nuts on online, social media. You remember the president and his claims that Mr. Obama was born in Kenya? Well, there's a Pakistani news channel that ran a report suggesting that Donald Trump was born as Dawood Ibrahim Khan in 1946 in Pakistan. Viewers immediately ridiculed the story, which was aired on a news broadcast, actually, before the election. But now it's surfaced again. What do you think? In the report, the presenter claims, believe it or not, President Donald Trump was born in Pakistan. President-elect Donald Trump born in Pakistan, not in America. The news channel showed a picture of a young blonde boy, which they claim to be a young Trump living in Pakistan. The theory is that Trump was taken to London by a British Indian Army captain after his birth parents died in a car accident. And he was adopted and taken to America in 1955. A lot of social media users who are fans of Trump have gone on Twitter to mock the report. What say you about that? I think it's fascinating. And you know what? It's kind of just what we need to underscore what's going on. It's something to take us away from the discussions about what Trump is going to do on day one and who's going to be the strong player or players in his administration and what the Republicans say about some of Trump's picks, and on and on and on it goes. The dollar is as strong as it has been in 14 years. Excuse me. That's a reflection of what people think our country is doing or where it's going. So people around the world think America's okay. So if the people around the world think America's okay, why can't Americans think that the world is okay? I think that's something to deal with.
All right, let's get to our question here. Where do we want to go for conversation? Let's see here. I'm going to play eeny, meeny, miny, whatever it is here. I'm going to try Susan in Jacksonville first. Hi, Susan. Welcome to Good Day. Hello.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing? Hi.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. What's going on with you at this moment in your life?
I'm driving to work.
Are you? What do you do for work?
Yes. I'm in the aviation field.
Are you? Are you a pilot? Are you a person?
No. I'm just a mechanic.
You're just a mechanic. Why would you say you're just a mechanic? I think that's fascinating. For there are plenty of people, I'm sure, that think when you tell them you're a mechanic, they would say, if they wouldn't say it, they'll think, a woman mechanic on an airplane? But I'll bet you're pretty good. As a matter of fact, I'll bet you're better than most, because many times in jobs like that, women, sadly, have to be better than men in order to make it. Do you think that's right, or am I just being silly?
I like to think that I do it on my own merit.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't make any difference whether you're a man or a woman.
I don't know, actually. I would like to say it's the same.
Mm-hmm. I would like to, too, but it's not. You know it. Whether you admit it or not.
Maybe not.
Yeah, right.
Hopeful thinking, anyway.
Well, how long have you been doing it?
20 years.
Yeah, so you got to be good at it. What kind of planes you work on? What do?
Right now on fighter jets.
On fighter jets. There it is. That's got to be a wonderfully rewarding thing for you to do. I mean, I think when people fix things, no matter what they fix, fixers are really people to be admired, no matter what you're fixing. I find fixers to be fascinating people. So
awesome.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
You're a fixer. Okay. So the voice that you heard just then was...
Gwen Ifill.
Yes. From the PBS NewsHour. She died yesterday at the age of 61. She had been on PBS for a long time. She seemed to fit into that particular type of journalism. And she was thoughtful, I thought. She was fairly straightforward and moderately simple, at least it seemed. She seemed full of grace, and she seemed to be committed. How's that? Do you think that's a good... were you somebody who watched her with regularity?
Yes, I did. And I think that is spot on. And I myself didn't know she had cancer either. Yeah. I was very shocked to hear of her passing yesterday.
Yeah. I thought she looked... I've seen her fairly recently. She looked pretty healthy. But you can never tell. You know, you can't always tell a book by its cover, Susan, as we all know. So why don't you hold on for just a second? It was a pleasure talking with you. We're going to send you a copy of the book from Maria Trilogy, Life is Good When You Do the Work. I wish you well. Have a great day. Thank you again. It's 44 past the hour.
Pioneer Growing Point agronomy trials and information provide insights to help growers increase yields through better crop management. With one of those solutions is DuPont Pioneer Agronomy Research Manager, Kirk Reese, to discuss Encirca Services innovation trial results.
Encirca Services is a decision-based support service, and what we do every year is we go and ask growers, what are the things that we can help you with to help you increase yield on farm? Based on those survey results, some of the top things that they come back with have something to do with either new genetics or help me improve my fertility management, either with phosphorus, potassium, or in-season nitrogen applications or variable rate applications in my corn crop in particular. So the service was designed to help them maximize their yield and help them also manage their input costs through advanced techniques and agronomy, minimizing yield variability, and trying to be more consistent from a profitability point of view on farm. What we have done is, in 2015, growers who enrolled in the nitrogen service, and when you compare that to what they were doing commercially before without Encirca, here's what we found. We found a 6 bushel per acre yield increase in corn. We saw them use, on average, 9 pounds less of nitrogen per acre. And what that resulted in, it was a return on investment somewhere around $27 per acre based on a certain commodity price of corn. And then important thing here is that the Encirca service won 74% of the time over the grower practice. So those were the 2015 results. In 2016, we have 667 of what we call Encirca nitrogen innovation trials. And those are still out there, and we have not yet summarized the harvest results from those. But when we do, we will be sure to share that.
What request from growers led to the creation on Encirca Services?
Well, based on our survey, their number one answer was planting a new or different hybrid or variety. But then the next two, three, and four highest answered questions were something around fertility management. So every year, our commitment to our customers is to make sure that whatever improvements we see in the model that can help them in the future, we will incorporate into that nitrogen user interface. And information that is driving those changes are coming from the farm. So we want to make a great tool better. You know, we were constantly evolving that over time. Nitrogen is an elusive nutrient, as most people know. You know, it's kind of hard to pin down. So anything that we can do to improve what that interface and what that experience at the grower level looks like, we're gonna take advantage of. The next step for a grower to take on is to get a hold of either your Pioneer sales representative, or if you know who your Encirca certified services agent is, to contact them as well. And if not, then you can always contact a Pioneer account manager or field agronomist here in local area.
Thanks, Kirk. Check back next month as we feature more crop management insights from the agronomy team at DuPont Pioneer.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
All right, so we're talking about the passing of Gwen Ifill. Who's not familiar with her? I think most everybody knows who she is. Here's a story that sort of wraps up her career.
PBS anchor and moderator Gwen Ifill has died. Ifill had served as co-anchor and managing editor of PBS NewsHour. She and colleague Judy Woodruff made history in 2013 when they became the first permanent female team to co-anchor a network broadcast.
One debate down, three to go. What did this week tell us about who took the bait and who didn't?
She had also moderated and served as managing editor of political roundtable show Washington Week since 1999. Ifill moderated two vice presidential debates and interviewed many high-profile leaders, including President Barack Obama. She did not participate in last week's election coverage. In the spring, Ifill took a leave of absence to address health issues. PBS said in a statement that Ifill died Monday, surrounded by family and friends. CNN reports Ifill had been battling cancer. She was 61.
All right, so here's another item that you may find. This is like about as this is 180 degrees away from Glenn Ifill, but it has to do with someone who's on television. Billy Bush apparently is surfacing again, this time because he's being courted by Breitbart News. Listen to this.
Billy Bush might be getting a new job offer. The former TV host recently lost his job on NBC's Today Show thanks to a crude conversation he had with Donald Trump years ago that was caught on video. Page Six reports Breitbart, a conservative news website, is looking to recruit Bush in an effort to beef up its entertainment coverage. Breitbart would be a big change for Bush since it's not a big TV network. The TV host became a household name during his 15 years on Access Hollywood. In August 2016, he left that show to be a co-host on the Today Show. But that stint didn't last very long. He was let go in October after that aforementioned video leaked online. It's unclear if Bush is even interested in a job with Breitbart, though. Page Six reported Bush might be more inclined to work for ABC or CBS, which are rivals of his former network.
So he's going to replace Steve Bannon? I don't think so. All right, anyway, that's food for thought. Just to give you something a little bit lighter as we approach 10 minutes before the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Time is 53 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with the gang with a focus on organic food. There is a food fight of sorts, and it has to do with whether your food is grown in soil or in water. And I'm going to explain the difference, and as a farmer, what I think about this whole to-do. And you won't be shocked to hear if I have some nasty things to say about the government, which I will in just a matter of moments here.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/join. That's ZipRecruiter.com/join. ZipRecruiter.com/join.
Being there matters. And your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
When your business is construction and you get a big job that has to be done in record time, you need to get the ball rolling, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy enough sheetrock, lumber, steel, and other materials quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
All right, so I'm an agrarian. I was going to say I was a farmer. I'm an agrarian, and as such, I think
What would the definition of agrarian be? Then
means that you are you're supportive of and use the earth to grow things. Agribusiness, agrarian. It all has to do with agriculture. There's a whole new division of agriculture that's called hydroponics. Some call it aquaponics. There are two different things. But growing plants and vegetables in water, actually flowers are being grown in the water now as well. The government is studying arguments between growers who are pointing to the advantages of the food being grown in the ground, which would be the side that I'd support, versus hydroponic farmers who say their product is more sustainable and doesn't have any bad stuff because it isn't, you know, there's things in the soil that they say are bad. Well, I don't agree with that at all. There are millions of things in the soil that are fabulous, and that's where you get your nourishment.
But there are a lot of bad things. I mean, there's a lot of arsenic in the soil, and certain vegetables, whether they're organic or not, soak up more of the arsenic. Like, even if you buy organic kale, that absorbs more arsenic from the soil than other vegetables do.
Well,
so
that's because what we're doing to the soil,
right?
Thanks
well,
to Monsanto and
point,
the others.
Right?
Well, no, it isn't. The point here is that in water, you can put most anything. Most of the argument is for organic food. This particular argument is about organic food versus regular non-organic food. And the organic people say that the hydroponic people are cheating because they're growing things in water and saying it's pure. Well, it is, but there's no soil involved. There's nothing from the earth other than what they're putting into the water to make the stuff grow. And in the situation that prevails, you can use for example, Driscoll fruits. These people have grown exponentially huge business across the country. You have a hard time going to any grocery store or food store and seeing fruit that doesn't come from Driscoll. And all of their fruit is grown hydroponically. None of it's grown in the ground. It's all grown in warehouses and hothouses and greenhouses, mostly in the West. And they use water to grow their fruits. So, I don't, you know, I mean, there's so much good in the soil, but you're right. There are a lot of things that have been extracted from the soil.
Yeah.
So, the argument is, which is cleaner? Not which is organic, which is cleaner? And that's probably where the difference comes.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.